You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live, L-I-V-E, from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hankaminam-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Point Grey campus. I am your host, Dork. This show is Teachable Moments, where hopefully we all learn something. You just heard Big Mouth by Necking. It's the brand spanking new single from their new album, Cut Your Teeth, which is coming out July 5th. I don't think anyone can wait, so that's just kind of the energy around that. This show's probably going to be pretty mellow today. I'm pretty tired. As a dork, I don't really do that many cool things, but this weekend it was a lot. I don't know if you guys know what April Ween is, but it's like a fake Halloween that I guess we do now. It was a Saturday, and I haven't recovered. I was way past my bedtime. My mom was like, "Dork, what are you doing up right now? It's like 11:30." So that was fine. That was like a whole thing, but we got over it. I'm so excited for this episode, though. As always, we are on a quest to find what's cool. Necking is like pretty undeniably cool. Lovely people, lovely music, lovely aesthetics, everything about it. Necking recently signed to Mint Records, which is a local record label. I only know this from listening to cooler people than me who are like in cafes and stuff when I'm like trying to be cool. But whatever, I know it, and now you know it from me as well. Big Mouth, first big single. You can get their album. They're printing it on vinyl, cassettes, and then also doing some CDs, so you can get that. Exciting and cool. And great. So what's up? This show, we're going to be going through some events that are happening this week. I don't think I'm cool enough to go to them, but it's kind of like more of a like, you should go and then tell me how it was, because I'm too freaked to go. And that's facts. But there's a lot going on this weekend. Freaking Saturday, May 4th is a very, it's like a very high demand evening. But that's cool. I love weekends like that. It's just a chance to showcase what I'm missing. So, dope. So Thursday, May 2nd, there's a show called Insane Clown Party at Redgate. There are a bunch of people playing it. It seems like very intense. I don't know if you guys know like Insane Clown Posse, but that's like the it's like a group of people. They're called like Juggalos. They do like really scary clown makeup, like really scary. There's one episode of Workaholics about it, if you watch Workaholics. But yeah, that's happening on Thursday, May 2nd. Yep is playing. So are Rambone and the Wet Reality and Diva Plava Laguna. Please call in and tell me if that was right or wrong, because I don't think I'll ever know. But that's just one thing that's happening. On Friday, May 3rd, is the Galactic Activation Portal, also at RG. It's kind of like a techno-electronic moment. And I'm just trying to think about, like, what in our, like, quest to like find out what cool is and like figure out that whole lifestyle and what that means for us people practicing or like striving to be cool or accepting how uncool we are. It's a whole process, but last week we tried to explore the definition of restrained and relaxed. So let's try a different one. Let's do become or cause to become less hot. This was a cool down episode. Cool down. Stop. You're too hot. Something else happening this week is I'm very excited. There's Versing from Seattle. It's playing with Yep, Mega Mall, and it used to be Board Decor, but now Nice Apple is playing, and that is going to be at Static Jupiter. Static Jupiter got a feature in a recent issue of Discord. I want to say it was the April one, but if that's wrong, you can call in and tell me, and please correct me because I like honestly don't know. But I'm going to play you some songs. I'm going to play Nice Apple's I Feel Bad, followed by Mega Mall's Two-Faced. Call in, let me know if you think they're cool. I think they are, but really, who am I to tell you what cool is? So please do tell me. And I would love your feedback. I'm always looking for feedback. I can always... You know what? Life's just an opportunity to grow. And that's the one cool thing that my mom actually has taught me. So please enjoy. This is I Feel Bad by Nice Apple. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you to whoever tried to call in. I'm so sorry. I'm really bad at using the phones. Thank you. I think I figured the phone out. If you want to call back, I think I got it. But yeah. Anyway, here's Two-Faced by Mega Mall. I Oh my stars, you guys. So I just had a lovely and like very fulfilling and fruitful conversation with caller Ferris. Shout out Ferris. That was bomb. Ferris is in a band called Temple of Abandonment. If you know their music, I would suggest checking it out. Apparently, it's awful. And about each song is about 30 minutes long, so you have something to look forward to. You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, and you just heard Two Faced by Megamall. They're going to be playing alongside Nice Apple, Yep, and Versing at Static Jupiter this Friday, May 3rd. Unfortunately, Board Decor could not make it out. Which is really tragic, actually. So, I am your host, Dork. As always, we are on a quest to find out what is cool. Again, using our working definition for this episode is to become or cause to become less hot. So, if you have any tips on how to cool things down, like you go for a run, how do you cool down? Like, what's your, how many ice cubes do you like in your water? I need these tips, I need these tricks, and I need to know. So now we're gonna kind of like go right into what's happening on Saturday, which is action packed. It's like embarrassingly busy. But we have another caller, and I'm gonna pick it up because I wanna know what they have to say. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, who is this?
Hey, this is Clara. I'm a repeat caller.
Mystery caller Clara, what's up? How's it going?
Well, you were saying you wanted like cool tips, and I was thinking because I was like walking, I am walking down the street wearing a very cool jacket that I got from my very cool father. And I was like, oh, to cool down, I usually like take off a layer.
That's pretty good advice. Dear listeners, I
Thank
hope you're
you.
writing
I
this
think it's
down.
crucial. You were talking about ice cubes, and I was like, no, sweaters.
Yeah, layers are, they're really what get you. They're the
Yeah.
real, yeah, they're
And
the
they're
real
really
heater.
cool.
Yeah, they can be, it, so many layers. Get it?
I did
Whoa.
get it.
Thank you.
You know what's really cool? Asking people if you got the joke, if they got the joke you made.
Well, mystery caller Clara, because I am a dork, I don't know these things, so I actually
No,
needed that feedback. So thank
that's
you.
why I gave it.
Thank you so much. What are you doing today?
I just went to London Drugs and got some stuff for my sibling.
That's pretty cool.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Do you want to describe your cool jacket?
It's a very cool jacket, and I would love to describe it. It's from our very cool, my very cool dad's, like waterproof motorcycle outfit.
Nice.
I don't have the pants because they're way too big, but it's kind of blue and black and zipped up and says proof in like shiny letters on the back.
Ooh.
It's really cool.
That sounds very cool.
Thanks.
Dear listeners, again, I hope you are writing this down because these are some hot tips that we're really, you can only get
Well,
here on Teachable Moments.
some cooling tips.
Yeah. So, yeah, in every sense of the word and mode. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Mystery Caller Clara. I gotta go back to highlighting some cool events, but
Please, thank you.
you know what? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, so that was Mystery Caller Clara. Who knows? Maybe they're gonna call in every episode. Maybe they'll be less mysterious. And maybe I'll get to know them and find out that we're actually kind of similar. Because that's what friendship is, right? Just like being with people who are similar to you, whether that's like similar values or like similar interests. I don't really like, not believe, but like, I don't really think it's a great idea to surround people who are like exactly like you. Like, I was thinking about this the other day. In like the communities that I'm in, I feel like I spend a lot of time at like very similar shows and like in very similar spaces, or I guess I would if I wasn't such a dork. In my closest friendships, they're actually not part of that like space, and I think that we are quite different in like problem solving and like emotional reactions and stuff like that. So I find that really valuable, having that, not influence, but having that perspective. So maybe you would too. A hot tip from me to you, from one dork to another. Get some friends. So something else that's happening this weekend is Saturday, May 4th to May 5th is Glitter Ball. Glitter Ball is a music festival fronted exclusively by women and those who identify with other marginalized genders, welcoming cis women, trans women, genderqueer women, non-binary folks, and those who otherwise challenge the cis heteronormative binary. There are two nights. Both are at the Creative Coworkers or 520 Alexander Street. There is this one performer that I am so excited for. They are not local, but it's Baby Mother. I don't know if you know who this is, but Google them. BBYMUTHA. They are a genius. I found out about them because I really love Rico Nasty, who's a rapper out of New York City, and she actually just dropped an album called Anger Management, which I highly recommend. And I saw this, like, they were at South by Southwest together and they like interviewed each other for the Fader. Really, really cute video because they're both like really, really interesting, cool female rappers, and they're both single moms and blah, blah, blah. So definitely would recommend checking both of them out. But their music is too explicit, so unfortunately I couldn't play it, but really, really highly recommend. But there are two nights. The first night is kind of like a R&B, a hip-hop night, and it's hosted by JB, the First Lady. And then the second night is a little more kind of like traditional CITR bands, Strange Breed, hosted by, for example, Strange Breed, hosted by Mama Rude Gal, who won Shindig a couple years ago. Love her to bits and pieces. Check her out always. But I'm going to play a couple songs from the Night of First Performers, just because I feel like that's a genre that doesn't get as much airplay on CITR. So this is Adapt by Rude Nala. It's going to be followed up by You and Me by Biawana. So again, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I am your host, Dork. This is Teachable Moments, and thanks so much for tuning in.
They be capping, they be faking it like plastic. I can never trust a sewing, that shit tragic. Shit too messy, had to clean up like a napkin. And I ain't tryna do nothing but live lavish. Niggas try to cut me out and that ain't happen. Rude awakening ever since I started rapping. Catching on now, why you missing shit, I'm grasping. I was new to this before, now I'm adapting. Pour a cup of Dawn and then I'm feeling nice. Nigga sleeping on me when he off that pint. You be feeling too good, don't mean that it's right. And if you stay real with me, keep you up all night. Said he wanna build with me while he in that light. And it be looking like hell though, cause all these niggas lie. Be saying that if the shoe fit, it fit, but I ain't tight. And don't think my talk is cheap just because I do not bite. Yeah, I level up and move, yeah, you rest up. I'm in the road so you tough. You can go talk some more. Pass me the key to the safe, cause I'm about to stack some dough. I always keep it a pace, stay on my grind, cause too much of my brain. Taking my time like it's out of my way. This ain't no game, why do y'all niggas play? I be thinking, do they hear me or just see my face? When they say that shit, but then they get to switching lanes. Ain't worry about a thing, just as long as I get paid. And I don't need your help if you selfish, then I'm selfish. They be capping, they be faking it like plastic. I can never trust a soul, ain't that shit tragic. Too messy, had to clean up like a napkin. And I ain't tryna do nothing but live lavish. Nigga try to cut me out and that ain't happen. Rude awakening ever since I started rapping. I'm catching on now, why you missing shit, I'm grasping. I was new to this before, now I'm adapting. It's a whole lot of niggas who wish they never slept on me. It's a whole lot of bitches, whole lot of bitches who wish they never crept on me. I can't even sleep cause it's all on me. They needed a break, they could call on me. You needed support, you could fall on me. Cause I be keeping it real, put it all on me, put it all on me. See here, God. Oh. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Did you know UBC students get 20% off organic, farm-fresh produce from the UBC farm? Come by the farm and eat local. Really, really local. Supported by British Columbia's Buy BC program.
Something beautiful, I just wanna flex it. Say I'm irreplaceable, say it but don't text it. I'll be the one that you hold. All your ex is getting jealous. It's gonna be you and me. I think that it's critical, someone get the medic. My body's working overtime, singing something reckless. Love is in the air tonight, got me feeling breathless. It's gonna be you and me.
Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. I am your host, Dork. And yeah, you just heard You and Me by Biawana. And just before that, you heard Adapt by Rudinala. Both of those performers are going to be at Glitter Ball, the first night of Glitter Ball on Saturday, May 4th. I have to correct myself. I said that the location was Creative Coworkers. It's The Pace. Same address, 520 Alexander Street, but Creative Coworkers is a sponsor of the whole night. So again, Glitter Ball is a music festival fronted by exclusively by women and those who identify with other marginalized genders, welcoming cis women, trans women, genderqueer women, non-binary folks, and those who otherwise challenge the cis heteronormative binary. There's a whole other night, May 5th, the Sunday, with performers like Strange Breed, and hosted by Mama Root Gal. So check it out. Another show on Saturday at Western Front is Dara Dorian. Dara Dorian is an artist based out of New York, but really, really beautiful stuff. And they're hosting a residency there at Western Front for, I think, about 7 days. So I would check it out. Western Front, love you. Mwah. And here is the song A Beautiful Woman, again by Dara Dorian. welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I guess not welcome back, just welcome back to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. That was Beef Hits by Dumb, the second single off of their next album, Club Nights, with a dope sax, I guess like horn. I don't want to commit to thinking it's the sax. Solo by Ridley. Okay, the phone is ringing. Let's see if this works. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Who are you?
This is Dora Duber.
actually, I'm Dork, but thanks for guessing.
Oh, well, I just wanted to call and say I really like your show.
Thank you.
It's really good.
Thanks. What's your name?
My name is ADB.
Hi, ADB. So, okay, so everyone who calls in, so the theme, not the theme, but today's show, the definition that we're going off of for the word cool is to become or cause to become less hot. Do you have any tips to make that happen?
Wow. I guess you mean literally or metaphorically?
However you want to interpret that.
Oh, boy. well, I guess if you stop reading, you'd become less cool.
Okay, cool. That's an excellent tip. I feel cooler
Thank
already.
You.
I'll stop. I'm just going to have to like become less literate and then...
less literate.
Then I'll have made it.
Yeah, but like in a bad way.
Yeah, but you know what?
You get it? I took it metaphorically. I don't know if you understand.
I didn't, but now I do, and I'm so grateful.
Oh, my God. Well, no worries.
Okay, well, thank you.
Bye, Dork.
Bye, ADB. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Goodbye.
Bye. Okay, thank you so much, Mystery ADB Caller. Again, dear listeners, that is one other tip for how to be cool. Earlier we got the tip, take off a layer. Just take that layer off. And now we have stop reading. So I feel cooler already. And that, you know what, is the whole point. So thank you, ADB. Thank you, Mystery Caller Clara. And also, freaking thank you, Ferris. That was actually really bomb that you called. And I know no one else heard our conversation, but I was touched. And it made me feel nice. So thank you. Before Mystery ADB called in, Mystery Caller ADB, we heard A Beautiful Woman by Dare Dorian, and then just before it, we heard Beef Hits by Dumb. Beef Hits is the second single off of Dumb's upcoming album, Club Nights. And Dare Dorian has a five-day residency at Western Front, culminating in a big event. So this Saturday, again, action-packed. So Saturday, May 4th is the Dare Dorian show. It's the culmination of their project. Doors are at 6:30, and it's going to be $20 to $15 at the door, or you can pay $15 to $10 in advance. Again, that's at Western Front. There's also a show at Avant Garden. It's Michael and the Slumberland Band, Echuda and Swamp Romance. For those of you who don't know, Echuda is Andy Resto, the old music director at CATR. It's his band. And also Nathan Schubert is going to be performing. So that's exciting. And I'm stoked to hear them. There's also going to be a show at Thor's Place. Plus a vowel. Can I have a vowel, please? Okay. So Jock Tears, Emily Toyota, Kitty Prozek, and Myra Maines. Myra Maines is coming out of Toronto. Emily Toyota is from Seattle. They're going to be performing at Thor's on Saturday, May 4th. Jock Tears recently came back from a tour with Apollo Ghosts, which was really exciting. They got back, I want to say, like April 13th. I don't know. I'm not cool enough to know these things. Emily Toyota is just coming up to visit. And yeah. So let's play a couple of their bangers. Up first is I Don't Want to Play Your Show by Emily Toyota, off of their EP, I Don't Want to Play Your Show. So thank you so much for tuning in to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencomenem-speaking Musqueam people. I am your host, Dork, and this is I Don't Want to Play Your Show by Emily Toyota. They're going to be performing at Thor's this Saturday, May 4th.
I'm not your model minority. No, I don't want you to look at me, oh no. I don't want to play your show. But I keep trying to act professionally while I keep saying no when you hear yes, please, oh jeez. You must know better than me.
I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we... You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France, Montreal. What the? I couldn't even. What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Fountain okay, just fine. Back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that, because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
Tune in to Too Dreamy, Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR, featuring music from local female and non-binary musicians and some sweet bedroom pop tunes.
Long hair and a great big beard, and everyone around her thought it. she was queer. Yeah, Jesus was a communist, yes, I believe. Because he knew his son that I didn't see. She was popping up bread everywhere she went. And people believed she was having sex. Far from it. Maybe she was just really clever. Maybe she'll come back. I say better late than never. Jesus was a pacifist, this I'm sure. At least in the sense that she hated war. Blessed are the peacemakers, that's what she said. You'll live by the sword, you'll fucking burn up dead. Jesus loved the generous, but still all die. All his friends and peers will be apple of her eye. It's all what she promised, it won't be too long. Until the last one first, will reach out strong. And none shall be afraid. And none shall be.
All right, that was Jesus Was a Trans Girl by Kitty Prozak. Kitty Prozak is going to be playing alongside Emily Toyota and Jock Tears at Thor's this Saturday, May 4th. So we're almost at the end of our show, unfortunately. This is Teachable Moments, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I am your host, Dork. So glad that we got all of that clarified and sorted. I've been taking calls this whole episode, asking people to give me some advice and tips on how to be cool. Last week we determined that neato is pretty cool. Neato is pretty cool. We can say neato, without shame again, finally. We've also learned, to be cool, you should probably take a layer off. If you're too hot, again, that's kind of a foolproof, fail-safe method to be cooler. But I think that the caveat to that, so mystery caller Clara actually gave us that tip, and the caveat was they were already wearing a cool jacket, like a sick jacket. So I feel like your jacket needs to be cool. Theirs was waterproof. It also had shiny letters and was blue and black, kind of like blocks, so block tones or whatever. So if you are looking for some tips on cool, what a cool jacket looks like, you can start there. Caller ADB gave us some, gave us a good tip. Stop reading. I think, outlandish, but I know someone whose dad is, like, really susceptible to autoimmune diseases, and he got an autoimmune disease, he had a cold, and then he couldn't read, he forgot how to read for 3 months, and that's facts, and that's wild, but you know what, he was probably the coolest he's been in for a lot of his life, so that's a good tip. I'm going to try to forget how to read now. Maybe I'll just start, like, communicating only in emojis. That way I don't need to know how to spell either. I think that, like, the alphabet as a technology is it's really good. It's going out of style, guys. So you heard it here first. Stop reading. Just don't do it. If anyone else has any more tips on how to be cool, feel free to call in. Again, shout out to my favorite caller, Ferris. Stoked to see where our radio relationship takes us. I promise he was real. I didn't just make it up. Okay, so what is another cool thing that's happening in the city this weekend? We've gone through a bunch of different shows that are happening. We talked about insane clown party. Oh my gosh, we have another caller. Okay, let's do it. Hello? Hello? Hi.
Greetings. Hi. Greetings.
What's up?
Just listening to the show, driving home, enjoying it.
What'd you think?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My cool tip?
Yeah, please hit me with it.
So Fast Times at Ridgemont High. The one buddy gives his friend the advice at one point. Do you remember this? Have you ever seen this movie?
A long time ago.
So the nerd kid wants to get with the girl, and he goes to his, at all the premise. It's not Spicoli. It's not the what's his name? Sean Penn character.
Oh, no, I don't know it.
No, but anyways, he's the guy that scalps the tickets.
Okay.
And he's like, his advice was, act like wherever you are, that's the place to be.
Okay, I can get, that sounds very valuable and applicable to pretty much any situation.
A lot of it is attitude, in your head. If you think you're cool, it kind of exudes.
I'll work on that.
It certainly helps anyway.
Do you feel cool? Is that like your strategy?
Very rarely. right? In day to day, no.
Okay. Maybe this was the opportunity for you to really manifest that tip for yourself too.
Oh, I took that tip long ago. It's hard to enact. It's hard to execute, right? I'm not saying it's easy. No one says if anything's easy.
Yeah, well, cool. You got to really work for cool. I'm trying. I'm just here. Yeah. I'm here to learn.
Well, and you were saying before, who are you to say what's cool, right? Hey.
Oh, yeah.
On the radio. You're the one on the radio. You got a show.
I guess.
Isn't that cool in itself, right?
So yeah.
You're starting from a higher point than... I'm driving home, right?
So. Yeah, I'm asserting myself. I've placed myself in this position.
All right, well, bonne chance going forward.
Merci. Thank you so much for calling in. I didn't grab your name.
Al.
Thank you so much, Al.
Yeah.
Cool.
Enjoy.
Thank you. I will. Okay, thank you everybody who's calling in. This is outlandish. Another amazing tip. Pretend that where you are is the place to be. It's the hottest spot. And you know what? It probably is because you're probably pretty cool. CITR is also pretty cool. We're a pretty hot spot. So the last event that I want to highlight this episode is Pre-Waste. That, to me, Music Waste Festival. It's the weekend, June 6th to 9th. Starts on the Thursday, goes until the Sunday. Pre-Waste is a fundraiser show that we're hosting for it. and it's pretty cool. I would say that's the spot to be. And so I'm going to play, there's a few people who are performing, Devours, Sylvia Rath, Monsoon Moon, and Maneater. They are all pretty cool bands, or so I've heard. Devours, love them to bits and pieces. This is Garnet Graves. Unfortunately, again, Bored Decor was going to play this show, but they could not, similar to the Versing show that I mentioned earlier. This is Garnet Graves by Devours off of his most recent release, Iconoclast. Thank you so much for listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And honestly, thank you everyone who's calling. This is making my day. I feel very cool. I feel like a hot ticket right now, a hot potato. Okay. Thanks.
As heaven is wide, I'm floating above an ocean of wax, evading the sun. Shaking from holding on so long. Messiah. 3 acres of land, the harvest is near. Bleed out while you can.
Hello, welcome back to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. We're almost out of time on Forch, but again, you just heard Garnet Graves by Devours off of his most recent release, Iconoclast. If you haven't heard it yet, I don't know what your lifestyle is, but it's definitely not as cool as mine if I've heard it and you haven't. But we have one song left in our gorgeous, sweaty, cool episode. Again, just to recap, tips to be cool. Take your jacket off, but you kind of have to start with a cool jacket. Don't read, and pretend the place where you are is the place to be, courtesy of Al and Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Again, the hot spot, I think, this weekend, Saturday, May 4th, is going to be the pre-waste fundraiser at the Toast Collective. Devours, Sylvia Rath, Monsoon Moon, and Maneater are going to be performing, so that's freaking exciting. I'm going to close this episode off with the song Keeper by Monsoon Moon from their EP Two-Headed Dog. Thank you so much for listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. I am your host, Dork. You know what I'm feeling? I'm feeling pretty cool right now. Feeling pretty good. Okay, thanks so much.